The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening, brothers and sisters. And welcome to All Saints Day. It's one of the most joyful days of the year, one of my favorite days. One question people frequently ask of children is, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, so I go over to our parish school and I'll ask the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you get the typical answers. I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer. If you talk to really young children, you get some more adventurous answers. You know, I want to be a race car driver. I want to be a ballerina. I want to be a professional basketball player. Sometimes they'll turn it around and they'll ask me, "Hey, Father, what did you want to be when you grew up?" And they're all expecting that I'm going to say I wanted to be a priest, but the truth is I wanted to be a pirate. But it doesn't matter because, you know, if you get the typical answers, that really doesn't matter, though. You know what's interesting about the question is that even though people will answer different things, everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants the same thing. The same thing everybody wants is everybody wants to be happy. And that's why they're just not quite sure how they want to go about it. But nobody wants to grow up to be bitter. Nobody wants to grow up to be bored. Nobody wants to grow up to be a cynic or angry or frustrated. Everybody wants to be happy. And everybody seems to be afraid of the same things that they think are going to keep them from being happy. You know, what if I lose my job? And, you know, what if I lose my health? And what if I lose a loved one before I'm ready? What if I get sick? What if I'm unemployed? These are the things people think are going to make them unhappy. But the truth of the matter is, I like the way the French philosopher Léon Blois once said this. He says, there's only one sadness in life. Said the only sadness in life is not to have been a saint. Now, here on All Saints Day, in which we remember all the saints whose names you've heard of, you know, like Patrick and Francis of Assisi and Joseph, and all the saints whose names are known to God alone, and please God, one day we'll be with them. They'll be our friends forever, right? You'll know them really well. But here on All Saints Day, it's important to remember what a saint is and what a saint is not. First thing is, a saint is not some kind of special breed of Christian hero cut from a different cloth, different from you and me, set up on a pedestal and all bathed in the glow of candlelight. It's very important to remember. Saints are just like you and me, except for the fact that they said yes to God with an undivided heart, became who God created them to be. The one sadness in life is not to know what that means. You know, because if you had a choice, if you had a choice between having everything that your heart could dream of in this world, right? What if you could become an astronaut? What if you could become a ballerina? What if you could become a professional race car driver? Or what if you could have all the talent you wanted, and all the glory you wanted, and all the money you want, and all the good looks you wanted, and good health, and everything that goes with it, and the longest life you could possibly ever want, if you could choose between that and becoming a saint, you'd be a fool not to choose the latter. Because, you know, do we trust Jesus or don't we? Listen to what he said. You heard the Beatitudes. What did he say? Did he say, "How happy are those who are rich, for they shall get everything they want"? How happy are the powerful, for they shall get their way? No. People live their lives as though that's what... People live their lives as though that's divine revelation. We have to ask ourselves this question. You know, do we believe in what God said to us or not? Because if we say yes to him with an undivided heart, we become who he created us to be. And that is true happiness. That's the great joy of this feast day. All Saints' Day reminds us of three things. Three very important things. Number one, reminds us of who God is. Number two, reminds us of who we can become. And number three, it reminds us that we're not alone. You know, the first thing All Saints' Day does, it reminds us of who God is. Because every time you see a saint, you're seeing a little sliver of who God really is. Like, for example, St. Philip Neri. Unparalleled in patience and in joyfulness. 17th century Italian priest. Everybody loved Philip Neri because he was just a glowing ray of sunlight. And they came to ask for his help. And he lived on the top floor of this apartment. And people would come and they would, you know, knock on the door. And poor Philip Neri would go all the way downstairs. And he'd meet with the person and he'd talk to them. And he'd go all the way back up the stairs. And he'd try to pray until the doorbell rang again. And he went down the stairs. And back and up, back and forth, and up and down, and back and forth, day in, day out. Somebody says, "Doesn't that drive you crazy?" And he says, "What?" He goes, "You know, being interrupted from your prayer all the time. You have to speak to people." And he goes, "Oh, no. Oh, no. I just figure I'm going from Jesus to Jesus." A little insight into God's own patience. Or John Vianney, walking through the streets of his own hometown, comes across a poor man who's barefoot. And John Vianney takes his own shoes off of his own feet, gives them to the man who has nothing, and walks away barefoot himself. And it tells you a little bit about God's generosity. Or Mother Teresa, another story after story about her. My favorite Mother Teresa story, though, is from before she was famous. She used to help out the poor in the gutters, and as she did, people in the city would throw rocks at her to stop her from helping the poor people in the gutters because they thought she was interfering with their karma. They were in the gutters because they deserved it, right? Mother said, "No, no, 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 no. I see Jesus in them and I will be at their service." And it shows just how much God loves you and to what ends he'll go to make you his own. Listen, when you look at the crucifix, you're seeing the full revelation of who God is. But sometimes, you know, it's like trying to stare into the sun. It's too much. And just as a beam of light can pass through a prism and see all the colors of the rainbow, so too the light of God is shown to us in all the lives of all the saints. Learn them. And you learn to fall in love with God. You know, the second thing that All Saints Day teaches us is who we can become. Some saints were just prodigies. You know, like Catherine of Siena. The girl had visions of Christ when she was 6 years old. She was a prodigy. She was a Rembrandt, right? God can do that. Personally, I like the saints who struggled. Saints like Mary Magdalene or St. Augustine, who really wanted to be chaste, but had to struggle with it, and for a long time before they gained control over themselves. Or saints like Ignatius of Loyola or Vincent de Paul, who were so puffed up and so filled with themselves and their ego and all their honors, it really took them a long time to learn God's humility. But they learned. But they learned. And one thing All Saints Day teaches you is that heaven is filled with converted sinners. But there's room for many, many more. And those saints can't wait for us to come and join them. But you know the third thing All Saints Day teaches us? And we got to remember this. It teaches you you're not alone. Don't ever think you're alone. These saints who have passed on are our brothers and our sisters and our friends. And they are helping us all day long. It's like we say it in the Mass, on whose constant intercession we rely for help. Once upon a time, I took the youth group to a corn maze. You know how, like, in the autumn, they can dry out their corn stalks, and maybe on their farm they'll make a great big maze out of the dried out corn stalks. So we took the youth group to the corn stalk maze, and when the maze was over, there was this enormous raised platform, and you could climb up on the platform and overlook the maze and see all of your friends who were still walking the maze. And what did they do? They helped the people that were still in the maze, didn't they? They said, no, don't go that way. Turn left. No, wait. Go back. You made a wrong turn. And as I saw this, I was like, you know, that's what the saints are like to us. They're trying so hard to help us get home, and they'll do even better if you remember them and ask for their prayers. One day, brothers and sisters, you're going to close your eyes on this life forever, and you're going to open your eyes to eternity forever. When that day comes, it's not going to matter whether you are rich or poor, whether you are sick or healthy, whether you are famous or infamous or incognito. The only thing that's going to matter is that you became everything God intended you to become. A little something to remember on All Saints' Day. Let us be inspired by their example and helped by their prayers. Holy men and women of every time and place, pray for us.